This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Frank Cusimano with us here on a Monday afternoon. How are you, Frank?
Very good. Broadcasting live from the Missouri Athletic Club, site of the Jack Buck Awards. You look to your left and you see the Hall of Fame tight end, Jackie Smith. To your right, you see Jim Hart. It's going to be a big night tonight.
Yeah, you talked about this a little bit on Friday, and Jordan Binnington's going to be honored, right?
Yeah, gosh, Mark, I was really hoping and praying they're going to hold on last night. That would have been rough if you would have given up some late goals. But they did hold on. They won it 4-3, and Binnington is the Sports Personality of the Year, mainly because what he did in the Four Nations face-off and what he did for the Blues down the stretch. Certainly not the beginning of the season.
So my guess is you're going to run into Tom Ackerman, who's going to be hosting some of that coverage down there. He's going to join me at 5:20 because he made it up to his alma mater's Big Ten championship game. He's an IU guy. So is our friend Alex Rich, who came on this hour. I mean, what a story for the Hoosiers. And I'm just so glad, because I'm just going to tell you, I hate Ohio State just the same way I hate KU, because they're always so good. But nobody, none of the experts, no one's saying, you know what, Indiana has a chance. No one even said they have a chance, and they win that game in dramatic fashion. And it's awesome for people even like us here in the Midwest who are fans of Mizzou, because we feel, I think, there's a relatability that say, you know what, if Indiana can do it, we can do it too at some point.
Yeah, if Indiana can do it in football, certainly Missouri could do it one day if you get the right coach, and that Kurt Cignetti is the right guy for the job. And they didn't just win the Big Ten. The quarterback, Fernando Mendoza, he won the Heisman with that third and long pass late in the game to seal a victory. And you know what? It's one thing if you...
Whoops. We lost him there for a second. Ethan, let's see what happens.
Can you hear me now?
There you are. Yeah, you slipped out for that. Go ahead. You were saying it's one thing.
Yeah, it's one thing if you win it in a fluky fashion, like some bizarre play. But up front, they stood toe-to-toe, and their defensive line dominated the line of scrimmage. And Julian Sayin, who has been invincible basically since that first game of the season, could not throw the ball to those All-American wide receivers. I mean, they are a legitimate team. It wouldn't shock me at all if they run the table here.
All right, Frank, as great as Saturday was with all the conference championship games, Sunday came the controversy. So we've talked about this leading up these last couple of weeks. What do you think about the College Football Playoff Committee's decision to with the 12 that they put in?
Well, I told you on Friday that Notre Dame is not going to get in, and they didn't get in. And if it came down to a head-to-head with Miami, and, you know, if they had the same record and the same analytics and one team beat you, then you're out. Now, if they want to get rid of this token thing they have by putting in two non-Power 4 teams like they did, that's, if you want to have the best 12, that's what you do. You get rid of the token system. But until they do that, and they allow these other teams to get in, we're going to have a Notre Dame-like instance every season.
But this goes a step further because, and Ethan and I were talking about this earlier. Look, I love Marcus Freeman. I think he's a really impressive guy. They make the decision to not go to a bowl game. They're just going to stay home. They're not going to a bowl. That's rather unusual.
It is, and I'm not sure what purpose it serves for them to go to a bowl game and beat up on BYU. And who knows, with like a guy like Jeremiah Love, he's not going to play in a game that doesn't have national championship implications. He's too much of a valuable football commodity, so Notre Dame wouldn't even be bringing their full team to a bowl game like that.
Yeah, I mean, look, honestly, and I said this earlier, I can see both sides of it. I really can. But let's talk about Mizzou. Mizzou, because they're not in the CFP, lost a couple, you know, more games than we would have hoped. They draw Virginia in the Gator Bowl. I like that it's, you know, it's a good evening night. I think it's a couple of nights after Christmas, the 27th.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's a good bowl game. I mean, Virginia is just like a quarter away from being in the college football playoff before they lost to Duke. They've had a terrific season. So that's a good matchup. And Mizzou's got a chance to get to 9 wins, which would give them 30 in 3 years. I mean, I don't know if anybody cares about it besides myself, Eli Drinkwitz, and his family, but still, 30 wins in 3 years is pretty impressive stuff.
I care about it a lot, you know, and I'm, you know, I've been with this program through Woody's Wagon and all we were lucky if we would win 4 games in a year. So I have deep appreciation for Drink, and I support the extension, and we'll see what's going to happen heading into next year. All right, we got the baseball winter meetings underway. Anything trickling out of that yet?
No, you know, I just think that you build up rapport at the GM meetings. That Nolan Arenado thing, I don't think is going to get done this week, the more you think about it, because it's a convoluted contract. The Cardinals are going to have to pay a big chunk of it. I think the Rockies still may have to pay a little part of it. And no team is going to say, no good team is going to say, okay, I'm going after Nolan Arenado right now. They got to find out who they don't get and then end up with Nolan. That's why I think it's going to take a little bit of time for that thing to get done. But the Brendan Donovan thing, Mark, when you hear that a legitimate like 15 to 16 teams have inquired about Brendan Donovan, you know this is likely going to get done.
Yeah, I would completely agree that I think it's going to get done. It's just a matter of, you know, waiting to see if it's this week or if it takes a little bit longer. I'm going to jump onto the next sport here, as we tend to do during these few minutes. The NFL, the Chiefs, drop another one last night where the offense just looked unconventional. I know that Houston Texans defense has been excellent this year, but traditionally this has been the time of year where Patrick Mahomes and that offense really starts to ramp it up and they make that run, and it just doesn't look like it's in the cards this year, Frank.
Yeah, and I'm sure you know, it wasn't all his fault because there were so many drops. But how about this? In 2 of his last 5 games, he's been under 50% completion percentage. I think in his first 7 seasons, he never had a game where he was under 50%. Wow. And now during this stretch, it's a brutal stat. It's something like that. And look, they're not a playoff team, I don't believe.
No,
I mean,
no. You know what their record is, though? 6-7. I had to say that for my daughter. It was mainly for my daughter because we do it. Frank, have fun tonight. I'm not going to make it. I was there last year. I've gone to these awards. They're really, really special. So have a lot of fun, and you'll get some good quips, I'm sure. There's always good sound bites from that stage. There's no doubt about that.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Right. Have a great night.
Take care. That's Frank Cusumano. He's at the Jack Buck Awards tonight at the MAC.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.